Today, Shir Yomi Yisimin Kuf Lamed. Hey, we are up to Sif Gimel. Live from the Yerushalayim, Milzav Vasera, Kohen Kari B'Torah Rishon. The Kohen gets the first Aliyah. He's called up in the Torah first. First Aliyah, V'Acharav Levi, and after him goes a Levi, V'Acharav, and after him goes a Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes. Kohen Kari B'Torah Rishon. The Kohen reads from the Torah, gets the first Aliyah. Tichsiv, as it says, V'Kidashto. The Pasuk says, V'Kidashto. What do we learn from the Pasuk, V'Kidashto? V'Kiblu Chazal. Chazal have the Messiah, and Roitz Alomar. This is Pasuk, V'Kidashto, saying about the Kohen, L'chol Dovash HaBekdusha. That we treat him with Kedusha for every area of Kedusha, the Kohen. L'Ftoach Rishon, that he should go first, get the first Aliyah. U'Levarech Rishon, and he should be the first one to be called upon to bench for everyone else, lead the Zimun, for the Tolman, and to go ahead and to get the first slice of bread handed out of challah mitol makom. Still, im rotzah kohen lechol kavod, the kohen wants to give over his kavod to a rabbo or lemisha gadol imenu, to his rebbe or someone bigger than him. Harishus biyado, the rishus is biyado. He could go ahead and give away those kavods. But which kavods? Only the last two. Only he can give over the zimun, and he can give over the bread to someone else first. The truth is, he could even give over and be moichel on his kavod for these things to someone who's not bigger than him, not his rebbe or someone bigger than him. Even to a stam person, he can give it away. That's the halacha. Aval ing lekrois b'torah. However, when it comes to aliyah from the Torah, that he can't give away the Kohen, the first Aliyah, to even someone who's Gadol Mimeno. Right? When it comes to leaning Kriyas HaTorah, we'll see this also coming up in the next Sif as well. Kriyas HaTorah in the Beit HaKnesses, Tiknu Chazal and Masakin, they instituted the Medarche Shalom for peace in the Shul, so there's no fights. She'ina Kohen V'Alevi Yechol Limchol. The Kohen Alevi is not allowed to go ahead and be Mochel as Kavod to give away the first Aliyah and the second Aliyah. Eladavka Kohen Kari Rishon. Specifically, it has to be a Kohen that reads the first Aliyah, gets the first Aliyah. The Achar of Levi, and afterwards the second Aliyah has to be for Levi, the Achar of, and after him Yisrael. Why? So that it will not come to a machlokes. What's going to be the machlokes? Shekol Achad Yomer, each person in the shul is going to say, Ani Gadol, I'm a bigger Gadol. Ve'ekra Rishon, and I should be the one that gets the first Aliyah. So to avoid machlokes, we make sure that a Kohen gets Kohen and a Levi gets Levi. The first two Aliyahs are taken by the Kohen and Levi. Ve'en Chiluk Bein Shabbos V'Yom Tov. There's no difference when it comes to Shabbos, Yom Tov, L'Sheni V'Chamishi, and Monday and Thursday. With respect to this, we give the first Aliyah to the Kohen, the second Aliyah to the Levi, right? Ushar Zmanim, and any other Zman, Shekarim Behen, where we read from the Torah, we give it Kohen to the first Aliyah, to the Kohen, the second Aliyah to the Levi. Im Ein Kohen V'Beit HaKnesses, and there's no Kohen in the Shul, then Holchen Achar HaGadol B'Chachma Minyan. Then you do go after, in terms of the Gabbai, should give the Aliyah to someone who's the bigger Gadol in Chachma Minyan. What does Minyan mean? Rav Scheinberg says Minyan means he's a bigger Gadol in terms of he has more Talmidim. Interesting. Therefore he comes first based on his Chachma and his, the level of Marbitz Torah that he is. Afal Pi, even though, Sha'ach HaGadol B'Shanim, even though there's someone else in the Shul that is older and more of a gadol in years, we give it to the bigger Talmud Chacham, the Bechachmo V'Minyan. Pashtus, this can be mocheld, although even though the Kohen cannot be mochel his Aliyah, but when it comes to there not being a Kohen, that would be allowed, but I don't have anything definitive on that. Let's move on. Yud va'acharav Levi, and the second Aliyah goes to the Levi. Vasmechino akra. This there's an asmachta in the psukim to give the second Aliyah to the Levi. Dersiv v'yitnayel kohanim b'nei Levi. He gave it to the kohanim b'nei Levi. Atu anali adinan. Do we not know that the kohanim are the b'nei Levi? Ninu. Why do we need a pasuk to tell us that the kohanim are b'nei Levi? We know that. El lashmuinan. Rather, to teach us, the mitzchila first goes to kohanim v'hadar b'nei Levi, and after the kohanim go b'nei Levi. Dalit. Haminag HaPashut. The minag that spread to Klal Yisrael is Shafilu Kohen Am Haaretz. Even a Kohen who's an Am Haaretz, Kodem Lekros Lefnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. He goes ahead and he gets the Aliyah before a Chacham who's a Gadol in Yisrael. So the Kohen comes first. no matter what, even if it's an Am Aretz, Vuhusha Kohen Yodea Likros. This is assuming the Kohen at least minimally knows how to be Kore, knows how to read from the Torah. Umiyu, the Ramah adds, Im Yuchal Likros, Im Ashiyat Zibur, if the Kohen could read along with the Shiyat Zibur, the Balkare, Mila Vimila, word for word, okay, Sagi Bekach, that would be good enough to allow the Kohen to go up. But if he doesn't know how to read at all, how will he go ahead and be able to make a bracha on the Torah for his aliyah? And therefore, he would not be able to give it to the Kohen. The minhag that has been spread out to Klal Yisrael is to give it to the Kohen, even if he's not an Aretz. Wrote to Lomar after Abay Rishonim, and this means to say, even though there are many Rishonim that are sovereign that hold, the Lo Nasa Takana Zula Haktim Ama Aretz of Nea Chacham, that they did not make this Takana of giving it to the Kohen to put the Ama Aretz before a Chacham, still, Mikom Makom, even so, the minhag, the minhag is not like these poskim, but like the poskim shesovim, like the poskim that hold the inyan kriyas haTorah v'akneses. We're knowing like the poskim that say when it comes to kriyas haTorah in the Beis Hakneses, mibnei darchei shalom, based on darchei shalom, as we said before in the previous Mishnah Berurah, to avoid machlokes lo chilklu b'zeh. We not distinguish between different talmidei, different levels of kohanim. Even a kohen ama aretz comes before a talmud chacham. Gadol. Yud Beis Lefnei Chacham Gadol, before a Chacham Gadol. Ve'ein kan bizayon lechvod haTorah. This is not a bizui, this is not a denigration to the kavod of the Torah, giving it to a Kohen Am Aretz before a Talmud Chacham. Why? The Kevin Shekein HaMinog ain't kan bizui. Since this is the Minog to give it to the Kohen, it's not going to be bizui, it's not going to be a denigration to the Torah. Yud Gimel, Yodea Likros. He has to at least know how the Kohen has to know how to read from the Torah, mitoch haksav, from the actual ksav, the written word in the Torah. Kedulakam, like we'll see coming up in Siman Kuf Lametes, Sif Beis. Make sure that you're still around, that you still are a Yoimi guy. Shout out to the Yoimi guys that are still going to be around. We get to Kuf Lametes, 4 Simanim from now, which we'll get into these halachas a lot more in terms of the need to be able, when you get an aliyah, to be able to read from the ksav. That's going to be discussed much more at length in Kuf Lamed Tes. Yud Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah said, Sagi Bekach, if the Kohen could at least read word for word along with the Balkare, then you can give him the Aliyah. Vayodavka B'she'en Shem Kohen Acher. This is specifically, if there's no other Kohen, Zulaso, besides him, Sheyuchal Lekros Ba'atzmo. If there's no other Kohen, besides this Kohen, that knows how to read, so then you can give it to this Kohen who could read along with the Balkari. Like it says there in the Shulchan Aruch, that ideally though you should give it to a Kohen who can read without the assist. There the Mishnah Berurah also points out that doesn't seem to be that that's the Minhag. The Minhag seems to be that we don't really, are not really makbid that much as long as the Kohen could basically get up there and can, say along with the Balkari. We have no problem. We have no problem with the Kohen going up. We don't have to get someone who's an expert reader. Tes Vav. Shemeina Yedea. This is the continuation of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch had said, if the guy doesn't know how to read from the Ksav, from the Torah, then how can he make the bracha? Ukayoyim, the Mishaburiya says, today, bottom line. No, I get the minhag is, as I said before, Lekroso, to call up this guy. Afal Pishayna Yedea Lekros, even if he doesn't know how to read from the Ksav. Imashli Atziva with the Balkare. Right? Mitoch haksav, from the ksav. Ki im balpe, as long as he can say along with the balkare, by heart. V'gam bezeh lo noagulu adakte feitev. And even this, we, our minhag is not to go and check so carefully that he can read along with the balkare by heart. The talina, because we assumed, the mistam, yachol lekro, in general, we assume that a person could go ahead and read along with the Shliach Tziva, with the Balkare, al kol panim, minimally balpeh by heart. Ayin lekaman simen kuf lametes sif gimel mashenit avsham, and we'll see much more about this later on in kuf lametes sif gimel, all about this issue of giving an aliyah to someone who can read, can't read. Okay, the old way that we used to get aliyahs versus the way we get aliyahs now, the issue of a blind person getting an aliyah, that's all going to be discussed when we get to Kuf Lamed Tes. Hang in. Sif Hey. Im Asefer Torah Pasuach Vakohen Korei Eshma. If the Sefer Torah is already open and a Kohen has started saying Kriyashma, and he's in the middle of Kriya Shema, but the Torah is already open, and they have to call up a Kohen, and he's the only Kohen there. Eina Rashay Lahafsik. We will not, we are not allowed, the Gabbai is not allowed. Azi Kimmel, shout out to Azi Kimmel, the Gabbai. The Gabbai is not allowed to go ahead and call up the Kohen. He's in the middle of Shema. The Kohen Yisrael and Kohen, we call up a Yisrael instead of him. Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Tes Zayin. And Maseva Torah Patuach. Maseva Torah is open. Hu Adin Afilu Adayin Lo Tzi Yaseva Torah. Mishnah Brura says this halacha is true even if the Seva Torah is still in the Aron. He hasn't been taken out of the Aron. Gamkein Ein Mamtinin. We do not wait. Milo Hotzi Yaseva Torah. We don't wait for the Kohen to finish up his davening to take out the Seva Torah. Achi Yigmor HaKohen. We don't wait for the Kohen to finish his Tfilah so. Mishum the Tircha Tzibura, because there's a Tircha Tzibura to wait for the Kohen to give him the Aliyah if he's in the middle of davening, if he's in the middle of saying Shema. Yud Zayin, Eino Rashoi, the Gabbai is not allowed to go ahead and be Mafsik the Kohen and bring him up for the Aliyah. Vafilu De'arishona, even according to that first opinion, if you remember, Rabbeinu Addis and Simon Samach Vav, shout out to Rabbeinu Addis, that first Deya, in Sif Samach Vav, Sif Dalid, back in Simon Samach Vav, we had the first daya there that says Shemafsik. It's a daya that says that, there is that daya there that says that the Kohen is allowed to go ahead and be Mafsik and interrupt his Shema to get an Aliyah. Hainu Kishikaro. That's only if the Gabbai did not know the Halacha and actually called him up or didn't know he was in the middle of Shema and he called him up. And there, nay, Kvod HaTorah. That was because of Kvod HaTorah, according to that opinion, that the Kohen is allowed to go ahead in the middle of Shema, he's allowed to go ahead and get the Aliyah. Aval L'chadchila in L'krosa, but L'chadchila, we said it back then and saying it again now, L'chadchila, it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch, the Gabbai is not allowed to call up the Kohen if he's in the middle of Shema. Umishum Pagama de Kohen, and based on the issue of Pagam de Kohen, that there's going to be a blemish in the mishpacha in the name of this kohen sheyomru Allah, that they'll say sheino kohen, people will say he's not a kohen by not calling him up. Leka lemechash, we don't have to worry about people saying bad things about him, that he's a chalal, that he's a pasul kohen, that he's not really a kohen. We don't have to be concerned about that here. Why? Sharei akol roin shehu asuk bekriyas shema utfila, because everyone sees that he's involved in shema and tefila, and that's why the Gabbai is not calling him up. So you don't have to worry about pagam of the kohen, any type of blemish to this kohen's mishpacha. V'eskimu achronim, and the achronim agree. Delav davka shema. This is not specifically Shema. Du adin, this is true, even if he's Isaac Yesha Isaac, but Brachas Kriya Shema. Even in Birchas Kriya Shema, you cannot go ahead, the Gabbai cannot go ahead and be Mafsik in the middle of his Birchas Kriya Shema to get an Aliyah. If he's the only coin. Vayin Le'el B'Simon Samach Vav. Check out early in Simon Samach Vav, Sif Katn Chav Vav, Sheikhranu, that we paskined up the Yesh Lahakel. Mishnah Brura says, he could be Mekel Lekroso to call him up Lechatchila Keshu Omeid Ben HaPrakim. If we know for sure that the Kohen is in the middle of the Prakim, meaning he finished saying the words Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer HaMeoros, and he did not yet start Avaraba, then you can call him up if Ein Sham Kohen Acher, if there's no other Kohen there, is assuming it's Ben HaPrakim. V'chol Sheken, and for sure we paskin up there Keshu Oseg B'Psukei Dezimra, if the Kohen is in the middle of P'Psukei Dezimra and there's no other Kohen there, we will call him up. Continuing on in the Ramah in Sifhei, and it says V'chein B'Tainis, the Ramah says, and the same thing would be in a Tainis She'achar Pesach V'Sukkos She'korin V'Yicha. They used to go ahead in the Tainis of the Bahab after Pesach and Sukkos, where people would fast and they read the Vayichal, the Kriyas HaTorah of Vayichal, because it was a Tainis. Im ein akoyen misane. What happens if in the shul there the koyen is not fasting for Bahab and he's the only koyen there and they're laning Vayichal, which is the Kriyas HaTorah for a Tainis? Koyrin Yisrael. So too there we call up Yisrael, because you're not allowed to call up someone for the Aliyah in the Kriyas HaTorah of the Tainesim of Vayichal. V'tov sheyelech hakoyen v'leknesses. But then he says, in such a scenario, what should the Kohen do? It's better that he leaves the shul. That is the ideal thing for him to do in a scenario where the Kohen can leave the shul, then that's what he should do. Hainu. This means, Dimedina, even though Meikir Adin Afilo Lo Yatsa, even though the Kohen doesn't leave the shul, Gam ken yuchol lekro liYisrael v'mkomo, you'd be able to call Yisrael instead of the Kohen, Kevin shu ini yochol lalos, since he can't go and get the Aliyah, so at the end of the day, you call up the Yisrael instead of him, because he's not fasting the Kohen. Rak l'chadchila tov yoser. It's just that he's saying that l'chadchila it's better, sheyedech v'edek knesses. It's better that he leaves the shul, v'shema yika pegama, because maybe, there is some type of pegam. Why? Mishum she'ena kol yodin, because not everyone knows she'ena masana. Not everyone knows that he's not fasting. Yimish kohen acha v'edek knesses she'masana, but if there's another Kohen in the shul that is fasting, then ain't sarach l'kulei alma, that everyone agrees that he would not have to be leilech v'edek knesses. Right? No one would say that he has to leave the shul, this Kohen, because another Kohen is getting the Aliyah. Rak lo diya l'sheyat tzibur, just that this Kohen who's not fasting, should tell the tziyach tzibur, shelo yikro, that they should not call him up because he's not fasting. Kal shayi gnoagim mikaydim. Now he's saying something very important. In a kehila where they had an old time minag, mikaydim, from way back, and this is something, it's a minag for doros, for generations. Shabbos Shabbos Bereshis, we all know this. In Shabbos of Bereshis, Haya Echad Me'akal, someone from the Kahal would be Misnadev Mos, would give a lot of money to the shul, Litzorach Beis HaKnesses, for the needs of the Beis HaKnesses. Kadesha Yikra Rishon Ba'aschal HaTorah. The person would, this is what's known as Chasam Bereshis. The guy would pay a lot of money to be called up first in the first reading of the Kriyas HaTorah of Bereshis. And the Kayain Eino Rotze Limchol. And you have a situation where Kohen does not want to be mochel that kavod. Ain choshen l'dvar. You don't have to worry about that Kohen. Why? So this is a situation where we not only give it to this person who's not a Kohen, right? Even if the Kohen is not mochel, we still give it to that person who paid for the aliyah of Chasam Bereshis. Ain choshen l'dvar. We don't care about what the Kohen says. Why? V'yasu akol. The kol can go ahead and do kim minhag, like their minhag. Me'achar, since sheminag kadumhu, this is an old minag sheniskan that was established l'chvod haTorah. Since it's an old minag that was established l'chvod haTorah, you can give it to the one who pays for the aliyah. This is the Marik in Shorash Tess. I ain't sham. Check out what the Marik says there in Shorash Tess. That he continues on and talks about, and he has an extended piece on the shevach haminag hazeh, on the importance and the beauty of this minag of giving out chasam bereshis to the one who goes ahead and pays for it. Vayim b'knesset ha'gdola, and check out the knesset ha'gdola, u'pri chadash, and the pri chadash she'eskimu. They say, shafilu eina rotzei latzeis b'beit ha'knesses. Even if the Kohen doesn't want to leave the shul, afal pi kein, even so, ein chayshin lazeh, you don't have to worry about this, the currently Yisrael, you can give it to the Yisrael who paid for the Aliyah. Now he says, this is specifically in this situation, minag kadum umuskam lekol. It's an old minag that was agreed upon by Klal Yisrael. This was therefore done with the Rishus of the Kohanim from way back. The minag was always that way, let's say, for the Kohanim to leave the Eish currently Yisrael when they would call out for the Yisrael who paid for the Aliyah to get Chasan Bereshis, the first Aliyah in Bereshis, Mishum Ilui Uchvod HaTorah, because this is all because of the greatness and the Kavod HaTorah, Shemisnadvin Dam, people are giving money and donating money, Yikarim, heavy money, a lot of money, Ba'at Kriyas Psichasa, in order to have that Kriya of the first Psicha, the first opening up and saying of the first Psukim of Bereshis, Masha'ein came be'ir, as opposed to a city, Sheratzu Lasos Minag Kavua, a new Minag, establish a new Minag, Limkora Mitzvahs, to sell Aliyah Shalom Bereshis HaKohanim, without the Rishus of the Kohanim. If it's a new Minag that they're trying to establish without the Rishus of the Kohanim, then it will not go. Val Kohanim Sheyetsu B'Shah Shekarim Batayra, and to put it upon the Kohanim to leave when they're calling them up for the Torah, she'ein ha'rishus b'yadam. They don't have the ability to start such a minag without the rishus of the Kohanim. Tshuvas chasim sofer simen chav dalet v'chein kaza. This is also written in the Tshuvas Shivas Sion. Now, when they asked the Chazon Ish once, this is in the written in the Dinan Gvan Hagais, they asked him in a shul where there's only one Kohen, Were they allowed to? All they have is one kohen. It's a big shul. Are they allowed to once in a while ask the kohen to go out in order to give someone else an aliyah because it's a big shul? And the Chazon Ish was not very into such a thing. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, however, writes in Shail Satshuva Yisa Yosef Chelek Beis Simin Mem Aleph that once in a while, if it's a tzarech gadol, that there's a chiyah for someone to go and get an aliyah, then he said that the Chazon Ish was matir such a thing to ask the kohen, if he's only one kohen, to go and leave. And a kohen also, who let's say wants to leave the shul when there's no levi, so that they won't call him up also afterwards, bimkaim levi, because when you don't have a levi and you have a kohen, you call him up a second time, bimkaim levi, so Rabbi Yoshev seemed to have allow him to do this lob in a non kavua fashion if it wasn't done often. Adkan.